three religious leaders, namely a rabbi, a priest, and a minister, were all discussing how they divide up tithing income between themselves and God. First, the minister said, "I draw a line in the sand and throw the money up in the air, and what lands on the left side of the line goes to the good Lord, and what lands on the right side goes to me." Then the priest said, "I draw a circle on the ground, throw the money up in the air, and what lands inside the circle goes to the good Lord, and what lands outside goes to me." Then the rabbi said, "You got it all wrong. I throw the money up in the air, and what the good Lord catches is his, and what lands on the ground is mine." This is the way that rabbi took all the money for himself. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Think about those powerful words, "My sheep hear my voice." This is not just about physical hearing. It's about a deeper recognition, a resonance within our hearts. It's about knowing the voice of love, the voice of truth, the voice that guides us towards what is good and holy. Just as a mother instantly recognizes the cry of her child amidst a crowd, so too do we, through prayer and attentiveness, begin to recognize the voice of our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. He says, "I know them." This is not a distant, impersonal knowing. It is an intimate, personal understanding. He knows our strengths and our weaknesses, our joys and our sorrows, our triumphs and our failures. He sees us, that means truly sees us, with a love that is unwavering and unconditional. This is a comforting thought, to be known so completely and loved so deeply. And because he knows us and we hear his voice, we follow him. Following Jesus is not always easy. There will be rocky paths, steep climbs, and shadowing valleys. But the promise is clear. "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." This is the security of God's love, a love so powerful that nothing can separate us from it. He holds us firmly, not with a clenched fist of control, but with an open hand of loving protection. And then the profound truth, "The Father and I are one." This unity speaks to the divine power and the authority behind Jesus' promises. It assures us that his love and protection are rooted in the very being of God. So what does this mean for us here and now? How do we move beyond simply hearing these beautiful words and truly live as sheep who know and follow their good shepherd? Here are a few practical thoughts. First, tune in. Just like we need to tune our radios to the right frequency to hear our favorite station, we need to actively tune our hearts and minds to the voice of Jesus. This means making time for prayer, for reading scripture, and for quiet reflection. In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, it's easy to get caught up in the noise. Let's intentionally create moments of stillness where we can listen for that gentle whisper of the Good Shepherd. The second, get to know him. We can't recognize someone's voice if we don't know them. Spend time getting to know Jesus through the Gospels, through the teachings of the church, and through personal encounters in prayer and the sacraments. The more we know him, the more readily we will recognize his voice in our lives. Third practical thought is follow his lead. Knowing the voice is one thing, but acting on it is another. Following Jesus means living out his teachings of love, compassion, forgiveness, and justice in our daily interactions. It means making choices that reflect his values, even when it's challenging or becoming unpopular. Trust in his grip, the last thought. There will be times when we feel lost, vulnerable, or overwhelmed. In those moments, remember the promise, no one will snatch them out of my hand. Cling to that truth. Trust in the unwavering love and protection of our Good Shepherd. He will guide us through the darkness and lead us to green pastures. We are the sheep of Christ's flock. Let us strive each day to hear his voice more clearly, to know him more intimately, and to follow him more faithfully. For in his voice we find truth, in his knowledge we find love, and in his hand we find eternal security. Amen.